Shalom Aleichem, Mishnah Yomi is continuing in Chapter 5 of Shkalim, Mishnah Gimel. Now, yesterday we mentioned there was an officer in the temple in charge of the chotamot, the seals or tokens. Now, today we explain what is going on with these tokens. Arba chotamot hayu b'mikdash. There are four kinds of tokens. Katuv alehen, and they had different things written on them. Egel, first one was a calf. That means you buy this token if you need to bring the nesachim that come with a calf. You could bring the calf from your house, but the nesachim, the libations, the menachot, the oil, the things that go with it, those need to be from the temple so that we can make sure they are tahor. A living animal is not mekabel tuma, baruch Hashem, but the libations and things can be, so they were bought at the temple using this token system. We're going to see the first was the calf. Second is zachar, a ram, so which had a different level of libations with it. Gedi, a kid, and achote. Now, achote literally means a sinner. We're going to see this was a mitzora. Now, the mitzora, when he was tahor from his tzarat, the word chote could also mean purified, or it can mean sinner, referring to the fact that there were sins that could cause tzarat, such as Lashon Hara, the most famous of them. So he had to bring three lambs for his concluding offerings when he's tahor, but he also had that extra oil that went on his right thumbs and his right ear. Ben Azai Omer, now Ben Azai is a different take on the Tanakhama. He says, Chamisha Hayo, there are five different tokens. Aramit Ketuv Alehem, and they were actually written in Aramaic, because Aramaic was the common language of the Mishnaic time. Though the Mishnah right now goes on to list them in Hebrew, not in Aramaic. They are Egel, Zachar, Gedi. Those three were the same as the Tanakhama, the first opinion of the Mishnah. And then Chote Dal, a Mitzora who is poor. So as I mentioned, there are three lambs for the conclusion of a Mitzora's Tzarat, but if someone can't afford three lambs, then they could replace the Ola and Chatat with a pair of birds. They'd have one lamb and two birds instead. So Ben Azai said there was a token for this poor Mitzora. He only needed the Sachim for one lamb, plus a little bit of oil for his right thumbs and ear. The Chote Asher, back in the Mishnah, Chote Asher is a wealthy Mitzora who, again, needed three animals. Now, the Mishnah explains, Egel mishamash im nechse bakar gedolim katanim. The Egel token got you the nesachim that were needed for a large or small, or male or female cattle. Gedi, and the Gedi token, mishamash im nechse tzon, that works for all the tzon, all the sheep and goats, gedolim, katanim, zacharim, nekevot, works for all those, chutz mishel elim, but not the ayil. An ayil is an adult male sheep. Zochar, and the Zochar token, Mishamash im nichse elim bilvad. That's only for the rams. Those have a different libation schedule than the other sheep do. Chote, Mishamash im nichse shalosh behemot shel Mitzrayim. And the Chote, going back to the first opinion, was the three lambs that were brought for the rich Mitzora. Great, now Mishnah Dalet tells you the logistics of how this works. Mishu mevokesh nesachim, somebody who needs to get nesachim to accompany his animal or his animals, holich lo etzel Yochanan. He goes to Yochanan. Maybe it's not Yochanan in their office, but maybe it says Yochanan on the door, so you know where you're going. Shumemune alechotama. We said in Mishnah Aleph, he was the appointed one, or the first appointed one, the namesake for that position, the one in charge of the tokens. Noten lo maot, so the customer gave him the money, and he got the token or tokens. Then he goes to the Achia himself, or the office thereof, who's in charge of all the Nesachim. He gives him the Chotam, and he gets the libations, the Tahor libations that they're going to use to bring with his carbon. So that's how it works from the customer's perspective. And at nighttime, binds Zetzel Zeh. So Yochanan and Achia, or their successors, would come together, and they would count everything out. Achia motzi at the chotamot. Achia would bring out all the tokens of a kabel kedan maot and exchange them for the appropriate amount of money, and that would be deposited back into the treasury. Im chotiru, but if there was extra money, chotiru lahektish, that belongs to the temple. So actually the money that he's getting is going to be used to buy more stuff for the nesachim, more ingredients. And if there's extra, that goes into the treasury. Now the issue, how could there be extra? Well, maybe somebody lost their token and had to buy a replacement, or somebody bought the token and then passed away before they could bring their korbanot, something like this. In pahatu, if there was less money, haya mishalom Yochanan mebeto. So Yochanan, or the one in that office, has to pay sheyod hektish alayona. Because again, as we saw, last chapter, that when you're doing business deals, buying and trading and making contracts, that the temple never loses out. And in this case, it's probably Yochanan, is probably the person appointed that position who perhaps lost some money or accidentally sold one of the tokens for less money than it should have been sold for. So he has to reimburse the temple for that. Shabbat Shalom and Zay Gezunt.